Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back to the Carolyn and Joe Show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And once again, the man is back. Mr. Danny Hong, how's it going?
Damn the man.
That's right. Damn the man.
Great.
Welcome.
Invigorated.
Hello, America. Hello, America.
Hello, global universe.
It feels like it's been a long time, Danny, since I've actually seen you. I don't remember the last time I remember seeing you. We were at a Korean bar. It was a Korean barbecue, right?
Yes.
And
they jacked the prices up.
They fucking jacked the price up, and I was just like, "Fuck this! I'm not gonna eat this Korean barbecue."
Was that before Christmas or after?
Oh my God! It was.
Or was it like in November?
Yeah, it was.
I don't even know when it was.
It was quite a while.
Can you sort of just tell me what the hell is a Korean barbecue, Danny? What exactly is this that made it so famous?
Because think about like what like a lot of the Asian foods are. Like you got Chinese food, and everything is fried.
Yeah.
Everything is fried to some degree. Then you got Japanese food, and they're all like, "Our food is an art. We just." There's so much bullshit in our food that you won't even know it because you're paying out the ass and you're going to pretend you like it. And then Korean food is the no-nonsense food. They're like, all right, it's sliced pork. We're going to throw it on fire. It's beef and chicken and all the basic meats, and we're just going to barbecue it. There you have it.
When I saw you guys eat last time we met, you made a big deal about how you cook it yourself, but honestly, I didn't really feel like you were cooking it because the lady came by,
yeah.
And I was like, "You're not really cooking it."
Because those ladies have like power; they have like control issues. Typically, a lot of those restaurants.
Do all Asian women have control issues?
Yeah, this is very true. But like, typically, they'd let you. You know, cook yourself. They'll leave you the tongs and the spatulas and stuff, and you cook it yourself.
Yeah.
And basically, they'll come in when you ask for guidance. But that restaurant, they're like, "No, we just do it all." And it gets to a point where Huzzard and I were like, "We just relinquish control." We're like, "All right, you can do it." So the appeal is, it's just fresh, hot off the grill, right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes the appeal.
The place was really packed, though.
That lady was kind of harsh, though.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh man, those women get really testy.
It's really crazy because they come around with cigarettes. Oh, not cigarettes, but scissors.
Yes.
Sorry, cigarettes. With scissors, and they just cut the meat in front of you. Like,
yeah,
they're telling you how to do it.
Yeah.
That sort of freaks the hell out of me, man. You know what I mean? It's
like, and that was also, like, so rough the way they came by, and they just had, like, a mean-looking face, and they're just like...
They hated their job.
You didn't cook it right. You know what I mean?
Pretty
it's like,
much.
And they, like, turn it on, or they turn off the fire sometimes, too, right?
Yeah. And they have to come back with little lighters and light it back up.
Didn't, like, also, since they were in control, didn't, like, one time you knew that it was burning, but you just kind of let it go, and then she came by and it was, like, all burnt, and she, like, got all mad? Right? Or am I not remembering that?
No,
right?
You know what? That probably has happened before. I wouldn't doubt it the least bit. Those women on busy times, they get a little crazy.
But she didn't come back in time, and it was like her, because she kind of was like, "Oh, I'm doing it."
Oh, that's
it.
Right, yeah, we're like, and all then, right, well, we're going to let it go.
Yeah, and then it was like all burning up.
It was
and
like
then...
charcoal. Well, you know, I like a couple, sometimes I like a little meat overcooked. It's fine.
I'm going to tell you the truth, man. Asian women are scary.
They are.
They're very...
Are you intimidated by them?
I'm intimidated,
not,
no.
I don't think
repulsed,
it's...
yes.
I don't think... it, yeah, for me, it's not intimidation, but it's more like if the Undertaker were to turn around real fast and be... You know, like...
You know me, brother.
I can't do that.
You know me, brother.
I don't know any language. So,
but do you... Okay.
They have the same eyes. The Undertaker and Asian women can have the same intimidating eyes when they spread them wide open.
This is a conversation I had with one of Joe's cousins, and she was saying that... a lot of white guys like Asian women, but
even black guys too, man.
Oh but, my God, what? Black guys love it, Korean women.
Korean
but
women
she was
yes.
saying a lot
oh
of
God,
white,
yes.
a lot of white girls do not like Asian guys.
But what's
of course?
The, what's
look
the,
at me.
But what is your
just
thinking
so the people know,
that?
Danny, his last name. It's Asian, so he is Asian. I don't think we've ever shown a picture of you. I don't think we've shown a picture of... The only picture we've shown on the website is of Huzzard in front of the pizza.
But we took off his eyes. He's still anonymous.
But for like the first... Probably for the first half of the day, he didn't have the cross over his eyes. Some people know how he looks like.
I'm sure.
But yeah.
It's been a while. But, like, I guess
so
I find,
saying,
that,
but
I find that topic interesting, though. Like, how come a lot of white guys like the Asian girls, but then
Brian, my filmmaking partner, loves Asian women.
But why is that? Did he ever give any explanation? If you could speak
for
him?
He calls it like, he's like, yeah, I can't wait to have the Asian delight, dude.
Asian. Yellow fever, man.
But why is that? Like, is there any connection or just is?
It's just different.
It's just different.
It's just, yeah, I guess.
Do you think a lot of white guys like black girls?
Doesn't James? I don't know.
Oh my god! I got a text message from James once in relation to that topic.
But as many, we'll put across this a long time ago. A long time ago.
Oh, man.
But he was also drunk.
That's even better.
Oh, speaking of which, on Valentine's Day I got blitzed and I drunk dialed James.
On Valentine's Day?
Yes, on Valentine's Day.
How romantic.
Day. And the worst part was James ruined it.
Really? Why?
He picked up.
Wait, let's bring it. So on Valentine's Day, Danny, you're drunk. Was there a reason why you're drunk? Just because?
I was with a couple of my friends and we were at this this soiree.
And then you're like, I'm going to do what I usually do when I get drunk. Yeah, call James.
I had a my friend Jen, she was designated driving for us, so I was drunk. Totally allowed to be drunk, so I'm sitting in the car. I'm like, and when I get drunk, I tend to get belligerent. I was like, God damn it, I'm going to call James.
Why has that always happened? You two are always like prank calling each other and talking about like big hairy nuts and some shit like that.
It's 1:30 in the morning. And I'm like,
wait, but we don't have a time difference, right? We're the same time.
No, yeah. All right, it's Eastern Standard in Atlanta as well. So I call James and I'm all geared up. I know what I'm going to say. And then all of a sudden I hear, hello. I'm like, the first thought is, God damn it, I can't just stop. So I just rip into him. But afterwards.
But live, in person.
Yes, I hear him laugh for a split second before I hang up. Because I just hang up. And then I'm like, I was like, fuck, that asshole picked up. What's he doing up at 1:30 in the morning? And then it occurred to me, I was like, God damn it, there's no voicemail record of it happening now. It never happened.
The reason why he's up is because, like, majority of the time he has, like, his sleeping schedule is like that.
Yeah, exactly. I figured something like that. I was like, God damn it. He ruined it. He picked up. He's not supposed to pick up.
You know, I always, whenever I call James, I don't even know if it's still the same voicemail message, but you know, it goes like, the number you've reached, or the, not the number you've reached, but like, the yes. voicemail box of James cannot be reached right now.
It's like, reached the voicemail box of James.
No, no, but it's like so overmodulated, like, James. It sounds so evil, dude. It sounds so freaking evil, but it's awesome.
Exactly. It always puts you in the mood to start leaving a derogatory message.
But see, what to me, it's that, like, to me, I don't know if this is true, but to me, when I hear that, when I hear the James, it sounds like he was like, God damn it, I gotta do this again, like he's tried it already many times. And then the last one, he's like, I hope that's good. That's good enough.
It's good enough.
Have you heard anyone that has any, like, good or mess up other, like, voice message, like, they're all call, you know, like, hi, you've reached, you know what I mean? Like, you've reached Joe, blah, 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 blah. My brother used to have one I think in the late 90s when the rentals were there. And you know my brother's name is Peter, right?
Yeah.
So in the background of his song, in the background he has a song, the rental song that goes like, "Friends of Pete, Friends of Pete, woo-hoo-hoo." And he's like, "Hi, you reached Peter's message."
Oh my god!
One of these days I'm not even gonna have a voice. It's just gonna be like the theme of Family Matters or something in the background, or Perfect Strangers.
This is what I noticed. This is what I noticed. Like, a lot of people
Step by Step. Or no, that was Full House, sorry.
Like, a lot of people, like, say, like, at least some, I guess, some big ups that I've called, they just have the number. You know what I mean? They
don't
have it. That's like,
they pull a TJ.
Yeah, they just, so you have no idea.
It's like, you have reached 7-0-3-5-5-5-1-4-4-2. To leave a voicemail box, message,
exactly.
Press 7.
Someone's gonna call that number now.
Why do you think I said 555?
Do you enjoy it? Because I forget who has it now, but you know when you call someone and now it's like a song that plays. Like I remember James had one. James's song was that classic. I forget who wrote it, but it goes. But then it goes like
instead of ringing.
Yeah, instead of ringing, it does that.
Yeah, I've. I thought that was like a that was like a Nokia or was like a Nextel thing or something.
Well, you can insert like the song and stuff like that.
But only the person calling hears that.
Yeah, yeah. But see, what's awesome is that you're listening to dun, 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 the voicemail box message of James.
When James calls me, it plays the WCW Thunder theme.
Phones are freaking out of control, man. Phones are freaking... No. Do you have an iPhone?
No, I have a Samsung.
A Samsung? Like, yeah. Are you ever, like...
It's a smartphone, but it's not an iPhone.
Are you ever thinking about, like, even...
It's not smart enough.
It's not a droid.
James Vanderbeek droid.
They should title it that.
So you... I mean, Carol, you posed a question of, like, what is James Vanderbeek doing? What was the last thing you saw James Vanderbeek do?
Jane,
Silent Bob. And he was with the American Pie guy.
He's like, you're the pie fucker.
Yeah, that is literally the last time I remember seeing him. And that was a while ago.
No, he was on...
He was on Ugly Betty, man.
No, he was on that damn show. What's the crime show with the weird goth chick on it?
CSI.
Is it goth? Or is it like Criminal Minds
MSI,
or something?
MSI, Criminal Minds, or...
Mind of the Criminal. Crime scene of the crime. It was on one of those shows.
How to Catch a Predator?
But he played a crazy schizophrenic with a multiple personality disorder.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that mean he's never going to get a job ever again?
I don't know. But I think he got shot at the end of the episode.
Oh.
Killed off.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Deb from Dexter?
Yes, Deborah? Jennifer Carpenter.
I saw her at the airport, man.
Sweet.
I saw her. It looked exact like you. It's hard to miss. Like my friend Simon, like I was looking at Morgan Webb across the way, and I was like, "Holy crap, Simon, that's Morgan Webb!" And he's like, "Dude, that's that girl from Emily Rose, or you know, like the
it's Dex, or yeah, it's Debs."
And I was like, "Yo, that's Deb from Dexter." It's like I never seen that, but I was like, "It was exact. It was her, man. It's freaking crazy."
Oh shit! It's the girl from Quarantine.
Yeah, the girl from Quarantine. It was a good time, man. But people always say that she's like way too skinny. Like you've seen her, right?
Karen, I don't think she looks skinny. No, I wouldn't categorize her as way too skinny.
She's really trim and fit.
I think she just looks normal.
She's got really long legs.
And she's always like running in the show.
Yeah, she's like a workout buff in Dexter.
I would never say she's really, really skinny. Too. I mean, she's just normal in shape, I guess. You know.
And like it, you know what's sad? It's like I don't know if I brought this up before, but I'm really sort of sad that Dexter or Michael C. Hall has cancer.
We beat it.
It's over?
It's remission.
Oh,
remission.
That's good, man. Because that, like, to me, that's like. You know, you think of like the character of Dexter. Like, that's what I'm thinking. I was like, well, what's gonna?
Nothing's gonna kill. Dexter.
Nothing can kill Dexter, but cancer. You know, I'm just like that sucks. But I'm so happy that he's you know he's in remission about that.
Yeah. Oh man.
I'm behind on my Dexter. I have to say.
I haven't seen season three.
I haven't watched.
Oh no, wait, season four.
Season four is some of the greatest television ever made.
I'm in the middle of season one. I haven't watched in a year.
Like I'm friends where I follow Julie Benz on Twitter. So I already know the ending.
So you're friends with her?
No, I just follow her.
We're friends.
No, I can't say that.
Yeah.
You cannot talk about the ending.
But I know the ending.
Yeah, but you can't talk.
I can't talk about it.
Yeah, no spoilers.
Oh my god, but season four is the greatest television ever made.
I need to catch up on Dexter. Maybe that's my next thing.
You know, it's always hilarious, at least for me. Say like I tell people like, oh yeah, I'm like I love Dexter. That show is awesome. And then they would go and say like, and they're like, oh man, was it crazy like last night, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, I don't have the channel. Don't tell me that, dude.
Yeah, I don't have the channel either. I have to
watch it on, you had to pirate it?
Yeah. You can get an HD version on piracy channels all the time.
Dude, that's the thing that we've been doing a whole lot. Like, I don't even watch Lost when it's on anymore or TV shows.
Yeah, because you can do all that on Hulu now.
Yeah, you can go to Hulu or go to like NBC or you know whatever like ABC.com, and I just plug in my laptop right into the HDMI up to the TV, and it's like bam, right there. Yes. No commercials, one commercial. That's
what I do. I download every episode of Dexter and then I put it up on my big screen.
Yeah, see, that's like totally perfect. I think like television is on its way out, man. I'm sorry. I enjoy
live
television.
TV.
Yeah.
Nielsen ratings. The Nielsen rating research company is going to be dead soon.
It's just going to be for sports. Live sporting events. That's what's going to happen. What do you think, Carolyn?
Yeah, I think like a lot of things are going to be changing.
Like name one big one. Name one that you want to see changed.
Cars.
You want to see cars change?
I want to see them flying.
But they have electric cars now. It's finally coming back out, though.
Fuck that shit.
You want to see?
I don't want to plug my car at night. I just want them to fly.
You
want to
see the DeLorean?
You know what I want?
I think people are so stupid and fat they won't even be able to fly.
I want the shit from Minority Report or iRobot. No, Minority Report trumps iRobot because Minority Report, those cars could like scale walls and shit.
Yeah, that's true. They go sideways.
But they were all autopilot. So all you do is get in your car and sleep. And then boom, you wake up at your destination.
But what'd they have in iRobot?
They just had cars just that were
normal flying cars?
But they were all autopiloting.
There's this website I found, and I wish I knew the name of it, but I don't. But it basically talks about futuristic technologies, and it has a lot of like prototypes and stuff. But they do have a car that you can like, literally is a bed. It's a small bed, and you just sleep in it, you tell them where you want to go, and it drives you there.
It reminds me of the episode of Batman with the robots.
Hardak, man.
But do you really think that you could like?
I know everything
about
Batman.
How could you sleep? It's basically like a coffin that drives itself. Like how
I
could
said,
you,
I'm fine.
How could you drive like that? Do you really think you could actually fall asleep like that before you go to work? It's kind of odd.
You'd be refreshed going to work then.
I know, but like, how would you? It kind of like would be nuts to like drive like that.
Yeah,
what if
it would be scary to be blindly.
But what if everyone is driving like that and it's all in like basically like a casket with wheels?
Dude, I think that's so scary. I think it's scary that there's gonna be autopilot driving you, man, because that shit would just like remember maybe it was in Fifth Element where like the car was like not listening to Bruce Willis do like turn left or some shit. That's what I'm afraid of. That's once there's autopilot, those cars are taking over, man.
Yeah. But then it's basically gonna be like rogue robots.
Like Osimo. Like, Osimo's gonna take over.
Maybe they're gonna like know
rogue robots, yeah.
Yeah, like in WALL-E, they're gonna like figure out what the hell's going on and then they're just gonna take over.
Are you guys afraid of that? Like robots taking over when
artificial
you watch
artificial intelligence, yes. Skynet, yes.
You just got Hardak? Yes.
Hardak, yes. When was the last time you had a good steak? All you know is facts. Cold, hard data. You have no emotion.
I feel like also it's already getting to the point where humans are trying to develop
Humans are trying to create their own demise.
Well, they're trying
what
to
the
create their own
have?
Robot and computer technology to actually be a human. Because, like, those sex bots that they have going on now, I watched this thing about, like, how in Las Vegas they had the sex convention a few months ago, and they have robots that actually, like, can stimulate sex and stuff, but they look real, and they're training them to actually be, like, human-like and
that's
have
just
emotions.
Like that's just like an AI.
But it's like if they're gonna try to basically make them like be human, so it's like you know eventually it's gonna get to the point where they get so emotional that it's just gonna like their wiring is just gonna go haywire and they're gonna get too attached
to
something.
Why do I exist?
All right, let's put the puzzle pieces together of the technology we have today that will basically end the world. Like if you're afraid of robots, Skynet. All right, what's the closest thing we have to Skynet? Steve Jobs, Apple. Apple will take over the world and create artificial intelligence.
Intel? Intel chips are in everything now, including Windows machines as well as Macs.
That's true.
Intel.
But what if in the future you get to the point where you can't tell if somebody's a human or a robot?
That'd be
like
awesome.
In the Legettes.
Everyone needs magnets. Just go roll.
Oh, that's a
wave
good,
a magnet around can, if it sticks to their head.
And you can delete their memory.
Yes. You need a hard drive magnet.
Oh my gosh, that's so nuts.
I did not murder him.
I did not murder him.
That's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be like iRobot. Did you ever watch iRobot?
Yes.
Then what did you think of iRobot? That's directed by the guy from The Crow, too.
I never saw iRobot.
It's just Will Smith pimping a whole lot of products.
With Chucks.
Audis, Chucks.
He's like, watch me drink
beer.
This Diet Coke.
Pretty much.
I never saw it, but I don't know. It is an intriguing topic for me to know if robots would actually get that emotional.
We saw Osimo in person, like at Disneyland, the only robot that can run. And he was talking, and he was communicating, and he was listening.
He's walking up and down stairs.
I swear to you, that's what happens. Dan, did you know? We went to Disneyland, and we saw Osimo. Did you hear about that?
I listened to that one.
Like, to me, when I first saw that, I was like, the fucking world is going to end. And it's because of this robot motherfucker. Right? I was like, we should kick his ass, dude.
I liked him.
Yeah, but like, look what he's
going like to do. He was like ordering pizza and everything.
Yeah, club out its legs.
Yeah, but see, this is what's going to happen in the future. We all think like, oh, he's so cute and he's all nice. And then their face turns red.
Yes.
As opposed to blue. You
exactly.
Know what I mean? And then they like, you know, because like, they're robots. Like, their grip will destroy us.
Did you ever see that old Saturday Night Live skit about
with Bon Jovi at the steel horse?
No, it was It was the guest host was the guy from Law and Order, the old guy from Law and Order, and he was like talking about it was a fake commercial for senior citizens insurance, and they're like it covers you from accidental death by robots. And then these robots that walked in the room, and then they started attacking the old people, and they're like, robots are cold, dangerous, and they when they get their cold metal grip on you, they don't let go.
That's true.
And they said like they need the medication of old people for fuel, and you see like this old couple sleeping, and this robot walks in the bedroom, grabs the pills, and throws it back like a shot.
That's pretty funny. Man, I don't know. It's just like, what I'm like, what's the point of like, I do think it's funny that a lot of the robots that are being developed for sex.
It's that's like, how it starts, man.
But it's like out of
Osimo and then sex.
But it's basically like
Osimo out sex, of, merge out that shit.
So that mankind can have more time to pursue sex. So robots are being developed to do their jobs for them while they pursue sex.
It's just kind of like...
And fail.
In a way, like, messed up that here we have all these, like, you were saying cancer and Michael C. Hall and stuff like that. You have all these diseases and AIDS and cancer and all these horrible things going on. But yet, what are people working on? Viagra medicine and Extends
if you think about it,
sex robots.
It totally makes sense with the advancement of technology. It's like, all right, so we've learned how to draw on walls. What do? We draw naked people. It's like, all right, so now now we know about paper. Let's draw naked people on paper. It's like, now we have the internet. Let's put naked people on pictures so people can look it up.
Basically, so like, the priority of things is sometimes off. Like, not that I have anything against being naked,
sex sells.
That's true.
It's a sad reality.
It is true.
But also, it seems to be like just the first thing on someone's mind. Right. When they're like, this technology is
like, oh, I can make a robot.
So,
I can have sex.
Huzzer and I went to CeCe's for lunch.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we walk outside, and then boom, there's a fold-out table with Girl Scout cookies. So I'm like, oh, crap. And then they're like, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies? I was like, would I?
Would I?
So I got a box of Thin Mints.
Did you really say would I?
Yes, I did say would I.
These little girls came up to you?
Yeah, they're little girls.
They're all like, we're fans of iCarly.
They're little girls. They're with their moms, and then, you know, I'm just kind of...
And Danny's like, oh, I like iCarly, too.
Dude, that's something straight out of, like, a Kevin Smith movie.
Exactly, I'll hand it on. I hammed it up a little, but I'm not going to lie there. So I get a box of Thin Mints. I turn around, I'm looking at the situation. I was like, that is really smart. Because any Girl Scout cookie troop can hang outside of Giant or Safeway and the grocery store and, you know, get all the people walking out. Because it's a lot of foot traffic.
Yeah.
But CeCe's Pizza on a weekend? Man, there are going to be kids jonesing for sugar as soon as they walk out that damn door. Perfect place. I was like, that is really smart. And then after Huzzer and I got in the car, I was like, you know what would be even smarter? If those moms were hot. Sex sells.
That's a good point.
Were the moms hot?
To tell you the truth,
one of them wasn't actually really bad.
To tell you the truth, they don't really they don't need to be the real moms.
Yeah, exactly.
You can just get like...
Just hot someone.
Just get the hot teenager and put her in the little girl's Girl Scout outfit. Tits hanging all over the place.
Like, no matter what...
They'll sell.
No matter what, you can put a hot girl anywhere and it's just gonna...
They'll sell.
It'll just be like, here's some dirt.
Get some dirt.
Yeah, 350. Come on, sir.
Do you know for the Girl Scout cookies, I feel like the last box I saw, they diminished the quantity of the cookies. They were smaller. Yes, they were smaller cookies.
I don't know, but those Thin Mints were damn good.
Did you put them in the fridge?
No. Oh. Just sitting on my parents' kitchen table right now.
Waiting to be devoured.
Oh, yeah.
I like,
so they're getting smaller?
I like the Tagalongs and the Samoas are number two.
So you're saying that the now they're getting smaller, just like the magazines?
Yes. They are getting... At least I had the opinion that they're getting smaller. I could be wrong, but when I opened up that pack, I had one pack of... I forget which type it was. Shortbread or something.
They're getting smaller for our own good.
It was tiny. I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, this is nothing.
I remember we were looking at like the CD packaging. Like you got a sample package from a printer, and then there was this, like a CD, like the cardboard packaging.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yeah, this is the green version of it. And I was like, how the fuck is that green? You're still using up stuff, man.
Yeah, but it was like you can be recyclable cardboard. It was like basically straight up cardboard. But anytime you make something, you're really not being green.
That's what I'm, that's what I'm saying.
All these people that are making stuff that is like, I'm being green, I'm making a tote bag that says recycling on it. But it's not being green. It's like you're producing more shit.
I went to an acquaintance's party and they had like, someone brought out this bag of Sun Chips and they're like, new biodegradable bags. I was like, you know what this is going to be? People are just going to throw their trash in the woods now. Oh, that's fine. It's going to degrade anyways a lot quicker than the other one will.
Like, really, in all sense, is anyone really being green? Or are they just using this as just like...
It's a trend.
It's just like...
It is a trend.
NBC green, you know what
I
mean?
Well, you know, like, it's frustrating when you go to, like, every single store now. Like, whether it be Giant, Target, any store. Staples even has it. Any store has, like, these bags. Like, for... Usually, they sell them for, like, a dollar or two. That are like the green bags.
Yeah, reusable.
Yeah, the reusable bags.
Didn't you look at the bag and you're like, I can't fit anything in this crap.
Yeah, first of all, most of them are small as hell.
Especially stores.
Yeah, the grocery store bags. Okay, you can...
That's
if
patronizing.
It won't even be able to fit a loaf of freaking bread in there.
Yeah, because like, they're flat.
Yeah, and...
smash your bread.
Yeah, it's like...
Exactly.
You get tortillas, that's it.
But you don't even... make a bigger bag, first of all. At least a bag that's bigger than like your actual brown bags from their store. That can be recycled, A. Also, you're making people pay $2 for your dumb bag that they're probably not going to bring back. B. The designs on most of these bags are just the company's logo. Do you think I really want to walk around with a Staples bag?
Like, you pay me to be your fucking billboard.
Yeah. And also, like, at least if you're going to design something, make it, like, a cool design that somebody would actually use so it could be, like, double as a purse or something. Or like some type of, like, picnic handbag or something. You know? Something that you'd actually want to go out with rather than just in, like, Staples.
Staples.
Just the red Staples.
You know that stupid logo with the bent staple as the L?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, or, you know, something like that. Target has taken some initiative with the design of their green bags, but at the same time, it's, like, just a blatant advertisement for Target. So it's, I don't want to pay for your dumb bag, and it's not like you get any incentive, but there is one store that's, like, a organic market where they give you 10 cents if you use their bag each time you shop.
Really?
Yeah. So at least you get that. But that's the only store I know that you do that. Other stores, I don't think you get any discount. Like, it would be cool if they actually gave you something, like even 20 cents or something each time you shop.
You know who had it right? Shoppers Food Warehouse.
What'd they do?
They charged you for bags.
That's true, they did charge
that. That made you want to consume less.
Did they really, even for like just the regular?
I mean, granted, it was like 3 cents a bag, but you know, it's
3 cents is 3 cents though.
I didn't
know
that they did that.
It's nickels and dimes, and it's something.
So if you bring in your own bags, do they charge you?
No.
See, that's good.
Makes you either use your own or pay for it.
But also the other thing, you know, how they always ask paper or plastic, but it's like, if they don't ask you that, they always put it in the plastic.
Yeah.
So it's like, imagine all those plastic bags every single day just going out,
you know,
out to the trees.
Those are great for people who own pets.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Trash bags.
I mean,
I always
reuse mine, but I have it in a special pile, so I do always reuse it for something. But at the same time, it's like, do you know how many people probably throw those all away each time they go shopping? It's ridiculous.
You know, they also make really good makeshift packaging for boxes and when you're mailing stuff. You can kind of blow some air into them.
Like,
some packaging.
Would you guys say that you're actually conscious of, like, taking care of the environment in general? Because I'm sorry to say that, like, I might not. there's certain things where...
I don't think I am very much.
I feel, like, to me, I feel that, like, you know, it's cool there's so many people out there that are doing something. But I feel that the Earth is just going to, once we're gone, it's just going to be like, well, all right, I'll start over again.
By the time we're dead, Earth is fucked.
Wait, the Earth is fucked as in it's going to end?
It's going to be a lot worse off, but we'll be dead by then.
But here's the thing, I think the
Earth is like, once we're gone, Earth will just come back like and just grow.
It'll just shake us off.
Yeah, it'll just shake us off like a bunch of fleas, man.
The Earth will spin on its axis really fast and it'll fly off.
It'll just fly off of axis and explode.
Whee!
But see, that's the one thing I'm thinking is that, like, a lot of people,
With this green trend, though, I feel like it's everything to actually be green. A lot of the stuff to actually be green, they charge you more money for it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, do you want to have this extra, like, formula that's a special green packaging or something? It's like, costs extra money than the regular one.
Yeah,
it's
that's
the same ingredients.
And that's also funny for, like, healthy food, too. It's like, oh, I want to eat healthy, right? It costs like twice as much, man. Fuck that.
But you don't want to eat at McDonald's every day, so.
I don't even know if I can actually eat at McDonald's once a day. I did eat McDonald's because, you know, it's like Lent, and I did Remember I ate the fish sandwiches? Yeah. And I paid for that, man, Danny. I paid for that so bad. I ate two of them. Just two for a dollar, man. Like, that was, that's what
it doesn't mean you have to eat both.
Yeah, but so it was so late. Because, you
know. Two for a dollar?
No.
They're 50 cents each.
Not two for a dollar, but it was a dollar each. It was a dollar each. And I just couldn't resist it. I was like, man, I gotta try that. Like, 30 minutes later, anything with McDonald's, 30 minutes later, I was dead. Like, my stomach was just like.
Not worth it.
My stomach was like, why, man? Made me not want to eat the whole day. That's what's scary about that. It's funny because he said, Carolyn, you said no one remembers when Easter is anymore.
Yeah, like, no one remembers. Like, first of all, with Lent, I figure, like, yeah, it's cool if not everyone is Catholic. I'm not saying that they have to be, but it's like, people were like, oh, why don't you eat meat on Fridays? And I'm like, do you not know about Lent? Like, I thought it was, like, this general knowledge, but apparently no one knows about it. And it's not, like, people that are, like, new immigrants or something that I'm talking to. These are,
some
like,
of
white...
new
these
immigrants?
Are, like, these
are you
like
saying
white
that immigrants
people.
Would not know when
maybe, actually, Lent immigrants, people might even know more than... But these are, like, white people that have lived in America for, like, their whole life.
Dude, Easter Sunday bounces around, I'm convinced.
Does it?
I could have sworn once it was on my birthday one year in April.
It was on my birthday once, and my birthday is April 22nd, I had Easter on my birthday.
I think when this show actually airs, we just missed Easter.
Yeah, we just missed Easter. And
happy
then,
Easter, everybody.
And then somebody wanted to schedule a meeting with me on Easter Sunday. And I was like, that's Easter Sunday? Sorry, no. You know, like...
We totally forgot, so I'm sorry.
But it's, like, people that are educated, too. It's not, like, these people in particular that I'm talking about. They're, like, just two girls that are very up and up, and I'm like, do you not, like, check calendar or something? Like, you know, I'm like, do you not know when Easter is? Like,
I think it's funny because, like, I think at least, since after being, like, out of school, like, this thing with holidays and all that is just... sort of going away.
Yeah.
It just feels like it's just flying away slowly.
But part of me is like, do people not celebrate it, or do people just not care, or do they people just not check the calendar?
I mean, I just don't think people care. I don't think really people care in general these days about anything.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, it's Easter Sunday, well, might as well have
a
meeting.
Apathy.
I pulled a Danny, actually, a couple last week. Someone cut me off, man.
You just honked and held down the horn?
I went up to him behind and honked and held down the horn. I was like, this is what Danny would do. And it works.
I get flicked off all the time for doing that.
Yeah, but like, they're in the wrong, man.
Yep.
Who exactly would be in the wrong if someone cut you off? They're in the wrong, right?
Yep.
See, it's funny because like, because Carolyn was in the car in that, and like really when I was reacting to that, I wasn't like sort of like afraid for my life, but I was like, there's someone else in this car, man. You know what I mean? If they got hurt, I'm going to freaking wreak havoc on them.
Yeah.
That's actually what pissed me off about that. Has that ever happened to you? Is that
nah.
Say like if you're alone in a car, right?
People don't ride with me that often.
It's just why?
They're scared.
They're scared to death, like driving with TJ.
Something like that.
That's what's scary is driving with TJ, man.
What's up with TJ? Have you heard from him?
Not in a while.
He's gone. That's what happens though, Carolyn. Like whenever I'm driving, like in the car, like when it's just me by myself, like I'm okay with sort of like these people are like trying to, you know, like bad driving. I'm fine. But whenever I have other people in the car, that's when I get sort of pissed because I get really, you know.
Imagine what it's like if you ever drive with children. Like, what if you have children and have your younger kids in the car? You're just gonna get real pissed off if somebody like butts in front of you and cuts you off.
Yes. I specifically would because like I'm watching out for them, even though I bet that's not gonna be the right thing to do since it'll probably put them back into danger.
You're gonna chase after the guy while honking your horn.
And then the kids would be like, "What are you doing, Dad? Stop! We told you to stop doing this a long time ago."
And you get all like aggressive. driving.
That'll be like the huge problem. So are we ever gonna do our critique of Disneyland?
Perhaps, but maybe not today.
I think this will become like the biggest running joke ever. So what did you think of Disneyland? We'll talk about that later.
I mean, it's still going to be there. It's not like it's going to change.
The one thing I always remember
right now.
The one thing, I don't even know if we talked about this, but did we ever talk about that homeless person that was in Disneyland?
We never did.
Dude, we got to talk about
that. I actually have never even told that story to anyone.
Let's tell that story then, because that's always a very interesting story. Because we're in Disneyland. We're into like, what is it? What's the tagline? Like the most
happiest place on earth.
The most happiest place on earth, right?
Yes.
And there's this one, so it's there, it's raining, but
we noticed that there's this lady that keeps appearing.
Was it a lady?
I think it was this bag lady.
If I'm going to try to visualize how this lady looks like, this bag lady basically that's wandering around Disneyland.
She looks like a female version of Raven.
Yeah, female version of Raven. I was gonna say
the
wrestler. I was gonna say those guys with dreads like in the Matrix. But yeah, female version of Raven.
Do you think she did?
But with white hair, like a white-haired female version of professional wrestler.
Do you think
Raven.
It was a female or a male?
That was what was scary about that. But first, tell the story of like our run-ins with this person, because we actually saw them. We saw this person when we first walked into the park.
When
we first
walked into the park, we saw her, but I didn't really think anything of it. I was just like, all right. And then I saw her like later on. But in like a hunched over position, kind of like in a ball, like on the side of some corner.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's weird, but like, you know, I was still trying to have a good time, so I didn't really think about it.
And
I guess
she was sort of like just minding her own business, talking, but not like she just
talking to herself.
Talking to herself, but she wasn't exactly like enjoying the wonderful world of Disney like everyone else. You know what I mean? There was like, that like she's like, I mean, the reverse Where's Waldo, except it was white.
Yeah, like you couldn't really tell like that she was, I don't know. She wasn't with anyone. She was just by herself and in the corner, hunched over in her little ball, in her own world.
I mean, it's sort of crazy when you go into Disneyland and everyone's all smiling and what, and then you see huddled in like the corner doorway is like a white-haired female Raven homeless person. And then what's crazy about this is like, you know, when we first saw this, it was just like, oh, that, you know, that's just probably a normal person.
I didn't think it was a normal person. I thought it was homeless.
I don't know why. I was like, oh, that's just a person that's just there.
Maybe the first time I just kind of was like, all right, yeah, maybe it's just some random person walking around.
But for me, I was just like, oh, they've probably been to the park before. They're just hanging out. They got a season pass or something.
But then I saw them huddled and I was like, yeah, that person's definitely homeless.
Do they even
like,
do season passes at Disney?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
But then what's even crazy is, so it was raining, right? And we decided to go, I think this is even like the second day, it was raining, and we decided to go eat like at, I don't know, it's a Louisiana section where they have, or the Mexican section part of the land.
Yeah, they have like basically burritos, so we got some burrito type thing, and I saw her again behind us, and she was eating food.
Eating a meal.
And I was like, wow, so she can afford a meal here, and it's like, you know, $14 meal or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's interesting, she's eating. And then I was like, well, maybe someone bought it for her or something, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe she was trying to ask for a meal and somebody bought it for her, but she looked like she was eating it, like as if it was like her last meal or something.
But
like
see,
that.
Like to me,
but she was looking at it before she took a bite and studying it, and then she like ate it, like her bite was just like.
Yeah, but see, like to me, when I saw her with the meal, I was like, oh yeah, she's probably just, you know, she has a season pass, she can do whatever. But then when we were leaving, she was not we're passing, you know, like Disney has that whole lit town section before the, you know, before you exit. And then everyone's leaving, the big announcement, and then I just see her sitting back in her Raven spot. You know what I mean? Like, again, doing that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She's squatting?
And yeah, she was squatting. Like, you know, like, where Raven would be, like, in a little alleyway, like, you know, like a crevice there. And I was like, oh, okay, she might be homeless. I'm not sure.
Maybe it is Raven.
Yeah, maybe it might be Raven. Like, but then, so we went, at that point, this was our last day there. So we went to the, like, what, Downtown Disney?
I don't know what they call it, but the one that has like House of Blues,
yeah,
and
like
shopping
all,
area.
All that area, and then until that whole area closed. And so we started walking back towards the exit, or the, you know, where we entered, which is now the exit.
And we were like one of the last people
there. Yeah, we were one of the last people there, and we were just, you know, this time we're like, we're not going to take the shuttle, we're just going to walk. It's pretty cool, because we're going to go eat across the way. And then when we, like,
we were actually talking about her right in front of it, but I didn't know she was there.
No, but it was so amazing, because she's like, oh man, I'm so happy, like, we didn't see, like, that homeless person on the way out here. I'm like, that would have freaked the hell out of me. And then, bam! Right to our right! She was like, but see, there was a common smell. Whenever you walked, there was a common smell, and I started smelling the air. I was like, "What the hell is this?" It's like the swamp thing. And then all of us, and the thing is, this woman is pretty big. Was pretty tall, and then like
a bag,
you know,
lady.
Yeah. So Karen's like, "Oh, I'm so happy," and I'm like, "Oh shit!"
She was like right in front of us.
What's talking
about somebody, but basically to their face, but they're right there.
What's even the more scarier part of this is so across the street was some sort of buffet place. I forgot what it's called. So we go in there to eat. And then we can look through the window.
It's like, basically like old country buffet.
Yeah, it was like an old country buffet, but it had like a sort of like a
like a pirate theme.
Yeah, pirate themed old country buffet. But when we look through the when we looked through the window, like outside, the homeless person just standing there.
Was she like, staring at you?
But she's staring straight at something, but she
but
just...
she was talking to herself. Yeah. But, like, just hanging outside in front of the park gate.
So imagine our last visual our last visual of Disneyland. Like, you have the grand entrance, and then you see right below the entrance is freaking white homeless Raven. White-haired homeless Raven. And we're like... this is fucking freaky, man.
And then we were like, when we were leaving, we were like, let's walk fast.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
That would paint an awesome picture. You know how you go to Disney, you see the castle in the background, and then they have the giant replica of Mickey's Fantasia hat.
Yeah.
And they have this thing right there in front of both of them.
I remember when we saw that castle, like, I was really expecting that castle to be huge, but it's not.
No, it's not.
It's like nothing, man.
It's a great silhouette, but that's about it.
And like, it's like... I was sort of like, wait, this shit's fake, man.
It's like that creepy Mormon castle in Silver Spring is a lot more imposing than the Disney castle.
Oh, that's a scary castle too.
Yeah,
man.
I always actually called that Mormon castle the Disney castle whenever you go by it. But yeah, like, so we just saw this like homeless lady, but Joe can't determine if it was a man or a woman. I thought it was a woman, but who knows?
It's scary, man. It's a mixture of Raven and those white dreaded guys from The Matrix. Is what it really was.
But I just still find it amazing because we were trying to find theories of like how she got into the park on both days.
Yeah, how does she get
both days? She's 2 days, 2 days, and we actually, I was like, well, maybe she lives there and she has like a little. maybe she actually lives there and she has like a little area, but like the Disney employees would have to know about it because we, just as me as a visitor, knowing about it, knowing and seeing her several times throughout 2 days, like there's probably like the employees probably talk about her when they go underground and they're like, hey, did you see her today?
When they
like,
go underground.
She's like a velociraptor. She finds a weakness in the fence. They remember.
But I was like, maybe she just has like a little, like maybe she stays in like a certain bathroom or maybe she hops around different parts of the park to like stay there overnight. But then when we saw her actually leave the gates on the last night, we're like, well, she actually left the park. But then I was like, well, maybe for some reason, maybe she wants to be homeless and maybe someone from her family, my theory, I have a theory that, it's funny, we were talking about theories of why she was there and I was like, well, maybe she has a family member that like was like, hey, you like Disneyland and I have money, maybe I'll just buy you a year pass and you can go have at it and have fun in Disneyland every day.
I mean, that's a pretty
amazing
gift.
How else would you
though?
Be able to get in there every day? I have no idea.
Find a weakness in the fence, knows how to get in.
That's to
sewers.
Me, like the Rat King.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that why she smells?
Remember the Rat King?
He explains it.
But like, I'm like, okay, so either she sneaks in, but it would be so hard to do that either way though, because they have that little card signing thing.
Sewers, I'm telling you, just sneak into the sewers.
I don't know, man.
Pop open a manhole.
I have no idea how she does it.
Danny.
But she has, do you think she has like some type of privileged pass where she actually does get in
every
day?
She has to, because she was in both days.
She was in both days.
She was there both days being homeless.
What says you can't go in the sewers?
What else
on
this?
Tuesday and Wednesday?
I did not see any sewers in Disney. And also, let me just say, Walt Disneyland was the cleanest place I've ever been to in my entire life. I did not even see a piece of trash. I didn't even see... I didn't even see a rice size piece of trash anywhere.
God, everyone assumes that the sewers is just like the Shawshank Redemption, where you're wading through nothing but shit.
No, but it can't be like how it is in Ninja Turtles and Spider-Man.
Well, it's
where
not
you
like
just
Ninja
pass
Turtles, where it's like 80 stories tall and you can fight the lizard and web sling all over the sewers. No.
But also in Disneyland, they have a trash can like every 10 steps, every 10 paces. There's like a trash can. So it would be like horrible if you like left your biodegradable bag of chips there.
I mean, here's the real question I want to find out. How are the sewers really? Can you actually pass through like the city through the sewers only?
I know that Disneyland does have an underground passageway because that's how all the cast members get around.
But I don't think the homeless person would be going through
though. She wouldn't be. They would never let her go through, but I'm just basically saying that the homeless people know. They know the
Underground Railroad
the cast,
knows.
The cast people of Walt Disneyland know of this lady. They have to know about her because there's no way. Even if my 2 days there, even if it was my first 2 days of working there, I would be on to that lady. Like, it would be, they would have to be really, you have to be ignorant if you didn't see her, you know?
Now, let me ask you this, Danny, or let me question you this. Have you been on, what's it called? Now I forgot. It's not Splash Mountain. Is it Splash Mountain with the bears?
Which, the one with the, like, the one with the rabbit?
Yeah.
Briar Rabbit? That's Splash Mountain.
Yeah. Have you been on Splash Mountain?
I think so.
Is that not the most demented ride that they have at Disneyland?
I think the most demented ride in Disneyland is still the It's a Small World After All. That's just some creepy ass shit.
No, but like for me, like I'm on, so we're on Splash Mountain, you know, and Carolyn's not used to, like, we're not, you know, we're just like, whatever, let's go on this thing. First of all, it starts out with all the bears all happy and stuff. You know what I mean?
Rabbits.
All the rabbits are all happy.
I think there's some bears, but it's mostly based around Briar Rabbit.
Yeah, it's there, and they're all happy, having a good time. And then slowly, after each like jump or after each like splash,
the fox comes after him.
Yeah, it seems like they get more intoxicated with the with these bottles with three X's on it.
Moonshine.
they're basically drinking.
Yeah, but it starts to get like just demented.
But even like the songs become
the music starts to twist. It's like all of a sudden a note goes flat and it's like, what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And the shit gets all fucked up, and then the last thing you see while you're while you're going up the ramp for that big splash is like this. They're like, no, you can't escape this, and like the bunny is like over a fire and shit.
He's
like,
tied up over a fire,
and I'm like Carol, this is some demented shit, man. I don't know how to get out of here.
It was scary, and we actually did it twice. I was like, what are we doing?
That freaked me out, man. Like, It's a Small World is cool, but like when I saw that, when like just cartoons are being tortured.
Yeah, it's scary. It's like one of my that's a nightmare for me to see a cartoon being tortured, especially a bunny rabbit.
Cauldrons of fire.
Yeah, oh my god, I'm getting scared right now.
That's what it was. Like, that was freaky.
And did you see the picture of us when we're falling? I look like I'm gonna die or something. I'm like, You were smiling in the picture though. You were like, yeah, and I was like,
What's hilarious, Danny, when we go on these rides and say our picture, you know, we're all like, oh my god, right? And then they have kids that are driving by themselves on it, being like, yo, what's up? Yeah, they're all like doing that shit.
Yeah, they're doing the flashing gang signs.
And I'm all like, am I some like wuss towards this, or I just don't have it timed perfectly? He must have ridden it like five times or something.
I don't know.
Like,
you have to like just know.
Yeah, that Splash Mountain kid that was in the front of the train or whatever you want to call it, the front of the bus thing, he was doing like this type of hand. I don't know what that's called.
So like, you know, the what's up gangster?
The what's up gangster, and like his face was like, this is nothing, like that.
To his shockers.
But I'm like, that kid, we seriously saw him ride it five times in a row. Like, it was nothing.
That's where you learn.
This is what I'm thinking.
I mean, when I was that young, I would never ride that.
This is what the future is for the kids, man. They're just gonna... They're gonna be numb to everything.
They're desensitized to everything.
And they're gonna go around.
But then that leads to like not caring about anything and just nothing, you know? Leads to like nothingness in a way.
They're not gonna be impressed.
Like, they're just like, whatever.
No.
So Danny, so your theory about the homeless lady at Disneyland is that she goes through sewer.
I'm telling you, it's the sewers.
Every day, and they wouldn't do anything about it.
Have you been through the sewer system though?
They would have to know. But if she has her pass, then they obviously have to let her in.
I've always wondered what the sewer system really is. If you can pass through it, man. Is it just pipes?
Not just pipes.
Because like, I think that's just how pipes. It's not like a whole body can walk right in the sewer system.
Depends. I think you can.
I mean, that does explain the smell.
Like, you might have to squat. Squat while you walk.
But that explains the smell, but it doesn't explain, like, how she gets in every day without... You know, like, they have to be on her. Do you think that they could actually escort her out, the most happiest place on Earth, to be like, excuse me, we notice that you come through the sewers every day. you have to pay really for admission. They haven't... It's like...
Don't ruin my idea. She's coming through the sewers. Let's just accept it.
It's just the Rat King.
Joe, did you ever have a theory on her?
Sewer.
I still think that she has like some type of family member paying for her.
Did you say sewer?
She has some type of family member paying for her admittance, like a yearly pass or whatever.
It would be a great visual, you know, like in the morning, like for
every
her to push
morning.
To for her to push up like the manhole cover.
Yeah,
just
all you see is eyes at first. And they circle around, looking around.
That's so messed.
Like I can imagine
when the coast is clear.
she slithers in.
Oh my gosh!
She slithers in and goes on Space Mountain. Like that's like how she dries off from being on there.
Oh my god! So you think that she's sewer too?
I don't know what she is, man. Because
think
I saw
about
her.
It.
I'm telling you, she's coming into the sewers.
She might as well just be a ghost at this point because like she appeared out of nowhere. That's how it was. She appeared.
Please don't scare me.
She absolutely just appeared out of nowhere.
It was also scary at the end because we took probably like we did a good full on hour at the All You Can Eat place. Like we were there for a while.
Are there any
and
wells?
She was still there.
Are there any wells? It'd be like coming out of the well like in The Ring. So she's got white hair instead of black.
I have no idea.
That's scary. Well, guys,
that's the point.
If you go to Disneyland and you see a homeless person that looks like Raven in a mix of the white dread guys from The Matrix.
Run!
Either that or give him a sandwich or her a sandwich.
Or a burrito
or something. But watch out. She is watching you. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn. And there's Danny.
Not saying
anything.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for having me.
Catch y'all later.